Hello, gents. It's RPM here. And as the modern woman has completely priced herself out of the market, I ask you, why pay to settle when you can pay for exactly what you want? With such models as Nava, Lashandra, and for those of you who want a little more junk in the trunk, Haley and her twin sister Bailey, you can find exactly what you want at the Dollhouse, DC Dollhouse, or the Dollhouse San Antonio. And remember, gents, when the power goes out, feminism will go out right along with it. However, your doll will never experience this. When you're ready, click those links in the description box. RPM, I am out. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as you know, I am a firm proponent of men having the synthetic companion option available to them should they choose to take it. Why? Well, when you look at the current state of women, they have no incentive to actually change their behaviors and become more useful. I'm not even going to say useful. I'm not going to say that. More pleasant to be around and be with. Now, the question that you have to ask as the individual man, if something were to happen to where women actually did try to come back and renegotiate the social contract, could you honestly trust them? Well, that's a question that you and you alone have to ask and answer for yourself. Now, Daryl Purnell left me a very interesting comment, which led me to an upcoming movie. And of course, I went and watched the trailer. So I'm going to give my opinion on the movie and the message that it's trying to convey. Now, the movie is called Wife-Like. Yeah, gentlemen, this is a potential look in the future of advanced synthetic companions. Now, let's get into the plot of said movie. A detective in the near future hunts down criminals who trade artificial humans on the black market. When artificial human Meredith is assigned as a companion to a grieving widower, William, she is designed to behave like his late wife. Personally, that's one thing I could never do. Get a synthetic companion based around the meat sack. But anyway, different strokes for different folks. In the fight to end AI exploitation. So you know right there, that's where the Femzies come into play. An underground resistance attempts to infiltrate him by sabotaging the programming of the artificial human assigned as his companion. She begins to question her reality as memories of a past life began to surface in a world where nothing is as it seems. Okay, let me go ahead and give my interpretation of this movie. This movie is the result of one of the ultimate fears of meatbag women, which is what? To be replaced. Now, mind you, modern women have set their price so damn high that they've actually thrown themselves out of the dating market. But let's go ahead and keep up with this movie. Now, there's a certain scene in the trailer that you have to peep. And it's the scene where the man in the mask reveals himself. Yeah. Something tells me that the meatbag version of his wife was in those streets. But in my opinion, here is the overall message of this movie. They don't want men to have nice things. Now, whenever the topic of, you know, the synthetic companion comes up, it's always been a topic of debate for the Femzies. Why? Because you can program, even though personally, I would not want AI in my synthetic companion. But you can program your synthetic companion how you want it to be. You can give it a personality. And of course, there was a hot debate about a potential program called Frigid Farah, where basically you could program your synthetic companion to be somewhat rejective of you. And of course, that is where the Femzies zoomed in. Oh my God, that means you can program your synthetic companion to not consent. Man, I tell you, that is outright insane. But, yeah, in my humble opinion, that's the whole premise behind this movie. Oh my God, men can program their synthetic companion to be whatever they want it to be, even to the point that they can program it to not consent. So therefore, men can be able to act out their grape fantasies. Now, first and foremost, let's get to the real of this. Most average men are not going to be able to afford something like this, i.e. the real doll. Yeah, the real doll is highly expensive. Now, of course, those take years to build, which is another reason why personally, I do not want something like this. The maintenance costs. What happens if something breaks internally? Guess what? You got to send your unit back, get it fixed, and that's going to cost a whole lot of money. Hell, even the Gynoid series. What happens if something goes wrong with the programming? You know, updates, stuff like this. I'm just saying. However, let's look at this movie from another point. This right here is actually the play that the Femzies in the future are going to use against men in the future. The men who decide, you know what? I will get myself an advanced synthetic companion. Yeah. So basically, this movie is trying to serve two purposes. It's trying to instill into younger men, potentially in the future, that the synthetic companion option you shouldn't take. And if you do take said option, we're going to try to have a way to hack your potential advanced synthetic companion. No, nope, nope, nope. However, a simple man like me, I don't need that. So the basic current synthetic companions are good enough for me. Why? Because it serves its purpose well. When I need to get the venom out, I can use it. And when I want something to just cuddle up to, guess what? It's there. But, one must ask himself, why now? Why did this movie come out now? Think about it, gentlemen. Just think about it. The current state we're in so far as this recession, women are looking for any bailout plan they can, i.e., any sucker man who wants to take them on. But that's neither here nor there. I've rambled on long enough. View the trailer. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, the power, social, political, all that that you seem to enjoy will go out. Feminism, unfortunately, will go out right along with it. And guess what? Not all, but more men are going to take a look at the synthetic companion option. And guess what? Here is the real fear behind this movie. Every man who can afford to get himself a synthetic companion is a man who's taken his resources out of the available pool. And that right there is the ultimate message behind this movie. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.